It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Hello, Interior. Thank you so much for tuning in. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's July.
It's gorgeous. I hope you're out there enjoying yourself this Saturday.
Midnight sun while it's still up at midnight.
Yep. That's only not that long.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
You are listening to Behind the Mission with the Tananaw Valley. I am Sarah Hollister.
United Way of the Tananaw Valley.
United Way.
Just in case.
Of the Tananaw Valley.
In case you haven't listened to us before. Hi.
Hi, I'm Sarah Hollister. This is Katie Yarrow.
Hi.
Work bestie. Ride or die.
Ride or die. Work husband.
Yeah. And here at Behind the Mission, we like to talk to nonprofits around the community and really see what they're about and get behind the mission and find out more about them. You know?
Yeah, so many of us know maybe on the surface level what they do, or we know them as organizations, but maybe you don't know that they're nonprofits. And we like to go deeper. We like to, you know, meet the great and powerful Oz, the one behind the curtain. We want to know how the sausage is made.
Yes. And the one we have today is a little bit like that, because a lot of people think they know this nonprofit. They think they know on the surface level what they do.
Yep.
You know, but you
dive. And you wouldn't
deeper.
Be wrong, but
yeah. You dive
I don't
deeper.
Think you fully understand the mass amount of work that this little nonprofit cranks out on a daily basis. They have amazing people, an amazing team, and amazing volunteers. And we got two of them with us today.
You may have been to their bookstore.
Maybe.
Yeah.
If you're lucky. If you're smart.
So today we have the Literacy Council of Alaska. With that, we have Lucy McGrath, the Executive Director.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by. And we have her partner in crime, or work friend, buddy, the Assistant Executive Director, Shelby Cook.
Hey, thanks for having me too.
All right. Well, let's get right into it. So the Literacy Council, you know, a lot of people might have seen your bookstore.
Forget Me Not Books. Now on Cushman.
What, you know, tell us a little about your mission.
Yeah, so our mission is to change lives through literacy for people of all ages in Fairbanks and the interior. And literacy is kind of an interesting mission because a lot of people don't fully know what it entails. So we're excited to be here and talk a little bit more about what that looks like, what our programs are, and different ways that we provide literacy services in the community.
And literacy can literally be anything you're reading, essentially, right? Or reading and navigating things that you need to read, you know, whether it's like resumes or, you know, just so people have an idea of kind of the scope of, you know, imagine if you can't read. Imagine if you struggle with reading, how hard just daily life could be, you know, and so you guys try to come in and fill that gap.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a great question to start us off because it just shows how complicated literacy can be.
What is
it's
literacy?
Absolutely. Well, see, even that's a hard question because it's defined so many different ways. But it is reading, but it's actually a lot more than that. So there's also numeracy. We teach people math. There's workforce development. We teach resume skills, job interview skills, even soft skills through the workplace through our Pathways program. So literacy is kind of a big umbrella, and it really just depends on the most pressing needs of our community at the time. So the Literacy Council started out with English language learning and adult reading programs, and we still do that today because that's a huge piece of the literacy need in our community and anywhere. I mean, people need to know how to read anywhere, right? But it has developed into so much more than that because there are a lot of literacy needs that people have that maybe you don't think about all the time. Can you navigate a computer? Can you go to a job interview and be successful? Can you do math for your SAT so you can get into the college that you want?
Yeah. Can you, You know, it could be as simple as, can you fill out your health insurance forms? Like, that's something we all have to do, or your or Medicare, whatever forms you need to get the health care you need. Something I think we take for granted is the fact that we can all read, or that most of us can read. And you know, so sometimes it's easy to forget that that was a skill that we learned in school. And so if you miss that skill, or you're not from here, or you're not from, you know, someplace that focuses on that, or it's not your first language and you learn to read in another country, I can imagine like what kind of, you know, transition that would be, and what kind of support you would need if you, especially if you're coming here from, because you have a lot of people from all over the world, correct?
Yes, we do. Each year we actually serve people from approximately 40 different countries.
Wow.
And it changes a bit from year to year, but we have a pretty diverse community here in Fairbanks, much more diverse than I think some people expect.
Yes.
And so all of our classes, if you walk into a typical ELL class, English language learning class, mm-hmm. at the Literacy Council, you will see students from all over the world speaking a bunch of different languages, all with the commonality of learning English together. So that's pretty awesome and powerful.
Yeah. Very cool.
And kind of like when, just to piggyback on that, like when we think about literacy, we're thinking about giving people tools to navigate life. Mm-hmm. Like how do you, that, you know, that kind of encompasses all those pieces. Like, yeah, the reading is a really foundational piece of that, but there's so many pieces culturally too that are just missing. If you're not from here or,
weren't so. Raised in that environment. Yeah. No, that makes sense. And this is why we do this show, because I bet you most people did not know that about the Literacy Council, that you teach also culture and how to navigate reading and, you know, everything.
Social skills.
Yeah. Social skills. And so it is cool. And you guys have a bookstore. I think that's kind of what everybody knows as U.S. Face Value is Forget-Me-Not Books, which is our local used bookstore.
Yeah, absolutely. So Forget-Me-Not Books opened in 2005, and that was really just a way for us to connect better with our community, get some more resources for our literacy programs, and we also have a community book recycling program through the bookstore, where we donate thousands of books each year to nonprofits, teachers, literacy-related events. So it's definitely a core part of our mission. And then, I don't know, Shelby, if you want to jump in and talk a little bit about our workforce development through the bookstore as well.
Yeah, so the bookstore is a kind of a small but mighty operation. Mm-hmm. It's quaint, it's cute, it's fun, it's quirky, but there are actually a ton of hands that make the magic happen over there. We have a few paid staff. We have a team of really passionate and dedicated volunteers that have been involved with the bookstore, some for nearly a decade. But we also partner with some workforce development programs in town designed really around giving people of all ages skills to enter and be successful in the workforce. So one of those programs is our Pathways program, which I run. Mm-hmm. So I am the expert in the room on Pathways. But
what is that? Yeah, tell us a little bit about what that is.
For Pathways, we work with 16 to 24-year-olds who are out of school and have barriers to their success in employment or training. So for some, they want to go to college. They need help and support financially and otherwise to do that. For others, they just want to get a job and keep a job. They want to be able to pay their bills and contribute to our society. And that's a really, like, admirable goal, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
Especially for kind of the up-and-coming generation that maybe misses that vision sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Young people.
Yeah, young people doing young people stuff.
Yep.
So in Pathways, we have an opportunity to partner with local businesses to give these young people an opportunity to kind of try it before they buy it in a career field.
Like a job shadow.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
It comes with a little paycheck, which is attractive to the youth.
Yeah.
And so for a long time, and ongoing, the bookstore has been a really sweet spot for that because it is such a comfortable and welcoming environment. So we'll send somebody who has maybe never even thought about punching in before. What does it mean to punch in? What does it mean to show up on time? What does it mean to talk to somebody when they walk through the door? So we're using this bookstore opportunity as a way to kind of grow and cultivate somebody who could be successful in a future job placement.
And you know, I think we take that a lot of that for granted because I come across a lot of people that get frustrated sometimes at some of the work ethics of people. But these are all learned skills. So if you didn't have someone at home going over a resume with you, how to answer questions at a resume or at a job interview, you know, what do jobs mean? Can you call out once a week? Can you what are the ethics of going into the workforce? And it is a skill that needs to be taught. And I think sometimes, we love school, but sometimes, I couldn't write a check when I graduated in 2002. So we miss a lot of these things while we're going for this education. We're teaching them all the things in school, but sometimes we miss these really, really important, aspects. And that's where I think the Literacy Council comes in. And if you are just tuning in, this is the United Way of the Tananaw Valley's Behind the Mission radio show. And we are talking to the Literacy Council.
Yeah, we are. soft skills.
Yeah,
hard skills.
Soft skills.
Literacy. Reading. Math.
So many people take them for granted. And they're just so important. And so it's really great to see that you guys really filled that need. Because does anybody else, and you provide GEDs, is this in the Pathways program as well? Or is that a different program?
Yeah, so Pathways is one of our big programs. Our other two big programs provide GED testing services, mm-hmm. Preparation for that, and our English language learning program. So those are our big three kind mm-hmm. of adult education / workforce development type programs right now.
And nobody else does it in the state community as far as I have heard, correct?
Yeah, in the interior.
In the interior. So, yeah, so it's so needed, so important. I'm so happy you guys are here with us today.
Yeah, so how long has the Literacy Council been in existence? Like, what is the history?
Yeah, so the Literacy Council started here in Fairbanks in 1973. So we've been around for over 50 years now.
That's pretty great.
Serving the community and changing lives through literacy. And as I alluded to earlier, in case you missed it, we had just one lady who was really passionate about adult literacy and saw a need in our community. It started out as an entirely volunteer-led organization, just actually out of her house, providing adult literacy services to people here in Fairbanks. And then over the years, we have served Fairbanks in a lot of different ways through a lot of different programs, just depending on the needs of the time, both in school age and adult literacy programs, cross-age tutoring, all kinds of different programs that you can think of. But the adult education element has always been a part of the Literacy Council DNA, and that's why we have such a big emphasis on it now. It's definitely a need that is not only still around in our community, but growing nationwide, actually. So our services are really critical in our community nationwide, and we're going to keep doing what we've been doing for 50 years.
Very cool. Thank you, Lucy. All right, stick around with us. We're going to go to a short commercial break, and we will be right back with the Literacy Council.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll we'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50/50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50/50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50/50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley is proudly sponsored by the Rotary Club of Fairbanks. Looking for a way to make a difference right here in the interior? The Rotary Club of Fairbanks is where neighbors, leaders, and doers come together to create lasting change. From supporting youth programs to community improvement projects, Rotary is all about service above self. Want to make a bigger impact? Join us at one of our weekly meetings. Learn more about how you can get involved by visiting our Facebook page, The Rotary Club of Fairbanks.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today, from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with the United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Hello, Interior Alaska. Thank you so much for sticking with us.
And welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome
behind
back.
Behind the Mission.
Behind the Mission, where we go deep. You know, if you're just tuning in, we try to get behind the mission of our local nonprofits. There's over 400 of them just in our community, and they provide so many things. And a lot of people, you might know on the surface level what they are, but we really try to get deep and find out all the programs they offer, all the things that they do. And we have a really great one today. It's one of our partner agencies.
Yeah.
The Literacy Council of Alaska is with us.
And I'm not supposed to have favorite people, but these are two of my favorite people.
Yeah. So we've got Lucy, the executive director, and Shelby, the assistant executive director, with us. And we, you know, we were kind of going over some of the programs. You know, you guys have the Pathways, which we were talking about, which helps
GED services.
The 16 to 24-year-olds. Helps you get into society, whatever that means to you, whether it's, you know, your GED, whether or not your GED, but whether it's you're trying to get into college, a trade school, or just get a job, having some of those hard and soft skills, you guys really step up with.
Yeah.
And then what are the other two programs?
So we have our GED program, mm-hmm. which helps prepare you for the GED exams. And then we also have our English language learning program. So if you are in the community and you're new to Fairbanks or you need to learn English, then we're here for you.
That's just such great work. And so say somebody's that's listening or somebody that knows somebody that could really benefit for one of these programs. What's
the
next
step?
Yeah, what's the next steps?
Yeah, I mean, we try to make it as easy as possible for people. If you call us at the Literacy Council, look up our phone number. We should be able to point you in the right direction. Most of our programs have an online sign-up or RSVP option for the next orientation. If you look on our Facebook page, you can see when our orientations are. Our different programs have some different requirements. So if you're looking for a GED, I would recommend you go on our website and RSVP for the next orientation. For English language learning, go ahead and stop by. And then for Pathways, go ahead and give us a call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think one part of our programs that's really sweet is that, like, you may come in feeling like you need GED services, but over the course of your enrollment in the GED program, we might also discover that, you know, maybe housing's unstable or you've never had a job before or maybe need some better conversational English or something like that, and we can co-enroll. So a lot of times people might be enrolled in two programs. I think we have had people involved in all three programs. So it's kind of cool. We're kind of a catch-all, like, just get in the door and we'll get you where you need to go.
And yeah, and you work with a lot of other nonprofits. Like, you're not out there have supportive housing, but you guys know. And that's the great thing that I, you know, if you take anything away from our show, it's that no nonprofit works alone, because generally people don't need just one service. They generally need multiple things when they're asking for help, because most problems are not solved by one thing. Most problems are, you know,
holistic
and to truly solve them, not just to put a Band-Aid on, but to truly solve them, you know, we all need each other. And so you guys then would rely on your partners at the food bank or at, you know, Housing First or wherever you guys work with to kind of get services as a whole person, which I think is just phenomenal.
Yeah, Fairbanks is such a great community because there's not a lot of duplication in services. So in a way, we're definitely a better together kind of group, mm-hmm. because we actually need each agency to do their part and to just show up for our community members in the ways that they do. So mm-hmm. yeah, it's sweet to be a part of that.
And if you're needing these services, is there cost for them? How does this all work out?
Yeah, so for our GED and ELL services, there are costs associated, but we try to tell everyone that we don't want cost to be a barrier for any client. So we have scholarships and different opportunities to waive cost or work with outside organizations to get those costs covered for our students. So definitely don't let that be a barrier. For our English language learning classes, it's per session that we have students pay, and we have students pay for materials. And then for our GED study hall, it is a monthly study hall fee.
Yeah. But again, costs are not, you don't want that because, you know, you think about it as a community, you think about it as the holistic community. We as community members need everybody to be literate. We need everybody to be able to fill out resumes, get jobs, because, you know, everybody knows we're in a hiring shortage right now. Everybody, I know all the nonprofits are struggling to get the employees they need, and other businesses are struggling to get the employees they need. And so making sure that everybody has those basic skills so that we can fill all these jobs that are opening, I just think makes us a better community.
Well, and literacy, I think there's, you know, a huge stigma when someone doesn't maybe speak good English. Sometimes we have assumptions maybe about their intelligence or things like that, when really it's like, I'm not bilingual. I had a good education. I like to think I'm intelligent. I can't speak more than one language. And, you know, many of these individuals who come over here, like, they were doctors in their home country. They own pharmacies. They were business owners, bankers. Like, there's everything, all the skills that they have are just hindered by this language barrier. And as soon as they can break through that, then all of a sudden, you know, we're talking all level of jobs that can be filled once they kind of understand the societal norms and that kind of literacy, and then getting their English to a certain point to be able to go through that interview process and be able to work with other people. So, I mean, I think, again, there's so many different facets of the community that you guys serve, and there's so many things that we just don't consider or think of because of assumptions that are just built into our society. So again, thank you guys for all you do. I have a quick question about English as a second language. So when you have all these individuals, you said, you know, some summers you've served people from over 40 countries. So granted, that might not be 40 languages, but when you have these classes, are they broken down by language, or is it a big melting pot in that room? And how do we communicate with all these different languages all at once? Or are they brought in with like certain maybe levels of understanding and we kind of break it down that way?
Yeah, so all of our classes are a melting pot. We don't divide classes by language groups or country of origin, anything like that. Mm-hmm. So you can have a bunch of different language groups in one class, but we do separate generally by speaking, writing, English proficiency level. And so beginners are all going to be in one class together. Yeah. Intermediate students will be in one class together. Advanced will be in one class together. Awesome. However, we also have an English speaking cafe, which is all levels. And that's just a lot of fun because you really just have an opportunity to experiment, to learn from people at different levels of English than you. Yeah. And people laugh a lot in that class. Yeah. It's just a really great, comfortable way to gain some experience in an environment that is maybe a little bit different than just out in the wild with a bunch of people that you may not know. So,
and like the camaraderie that happens in that kind of shared, it's not suffering, but that shared suffering of like, oh no, I don't know a thing. And guess what? Neither does that person, even though, you know, we're from opposite sides of the world. We're in the same boat right now.
Right.
It's not uncommon for our ELL students to report like feeling like the Literacy Council is their second home.
Yeah.
And their family. And
that's so nice.
We often have students come in, former students that ask for tutors that, you know, have been gone from the Literacy Council for years and years and years. But like it's just been such a cornerstone of their experience in America and in Alaska and in Fairbanks. Super sweet program. And Lucy's right. They have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
They laugh a lot. They eat really good food.
So do we.
So yeah. Shared potlucks. Oh, now I know when I'm stopping by the Literacy Council next.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. There's a plan. So, you know, we have maybe about 5 minutes left. So what are, like, are there exciting things on the horizon? Do we want to talk a little bit about the excitement you guys just went through? And then, of course, let's not forget to tell people how they can support.
Yeah, I mean.
So, yeah. Tell us what we've recently been through for those who don't know.
Absolutely. It's been a crazy and exciting season for the Literacy Council. We just moved. So we made it. We're super glad. But it has been a crazy few months for sure, trying to continue to serve students in Fairbanks and move into two
fully
new
relocate.
Buildings.
Yeah.
And thank goodness that we did not pass books one by one down the sidewalk.
Oh, come on.
Like
that was a great idea.
We'd still be doing it.
Next time. I have a plan. Just need you to support my vision, Shelby.
Yeah, but we made it. And honestly, we are just so grateful and humbled by all of the community support that we had through that process. We had a ton of volunteers, donors, different organizations jumping in to help us out through that whole process. People gave up their time on Mother's Day weekend to help us move, pack boxes of books, unpack everything at the new place.
Yeah. Books are heavy, y'all.
Unpacking.
If you've ever moved, you know the book boxes are the most valuable, but also the hardest.
Exactly. And it was a whole building of those. So that was quite a thing. But we're really settling into our new spaces and enjoying them so far. Grateful to be where we are. We're going to have some open house and grand opening events coming up. So definitely
stay
keep an
tuned.
Eye out for those.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have a grand opening at Forget Me Not Books on August 22nd and 23rd.
Yep.
This is the first public announcement about that event.
You heard it here first, folks.
So come hang out with us that day. The new bookstore is super cute. It has lots of fun light and, like I said earlier, quirks and personality, and we just love it. And then our open house for the Literacy Council will actually be this month on Thursday the 17th from 4 to 6 p.m. And our new locations, we should probably mention where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Good point.
The Literacy Council is now located on the backside of the food bank building. Our door is right next to the door for CEC, which is the alternative school in town, if you're familiar with that. And then the bookstore is located at 2216 South Cushman, right next to the Salvation Army store. So great neighborhood to be part of, and plenty of parking.
Yes.
Well, we got about
free parking, even.
30 seconds. So can you let us know just how the community can get involved?
So we're always looking for volunteers in our programs, of course, the bookstore and our adult education and workforce development programs. And, of course, you can donate to the Literacy Council that always supports our students on their journeys.
And buy a book.
Buy a book.
Or a vinyl.
Or a record.
Yeah.
They know I don't read.
A tote bag or a shirt.
Yeah.
Sweet, sweet.
And a tote bag and a shirt.
I was like going to say or.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you guys for coming.
What's the website?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
LiteracyCouncilOfAlaska.org.
.org.
Right.
check it out.
All right. With that, Fairbanks, thank you for listening. And you will hear us.
You will hear us.
Next time.
Next Saturday. Every Saturday.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.